Hello, everybody. We're back, and it's 99 degrees out. Unbelievable. This is Frank with Iron Age here in pigeon-throttled freaking South Florida, where they're kicking everybody out of their house and not giving us any way of making money. What can I tell you? God bless America. Just a quick once-over. If you have a chance and you need to get into a gym, I don't know what state you're in, and I can't tell you, but the big global gym companies have been allowed to open in our neck of the woods. And since this other place near me turned into a bunch of shit bags, I bit the bullet and joined LA Fitness, because why not, right? And I'll tell you one thing I do like is the fact that they're the same all over the country, right? That's all I can say about it. They're the same all over the country. This video is for those of you who are working your own a Globo gym type place or working at one and really actually care a little bit about the people that come in. Granted, I was happy, not really, but they went out of their way to cover up equipment and mark equipment to such an extent that you would have to just be a total asshole to be using this stuff in total disregard for the feelings and everything else of the people that work there and Mr. LA Fitness and everything else. Because a lot of signage, a lot of big green plastic wrap. I guess a lot of Christmas baskets aren't going to get done this year because there aren't going to be anything left to use to wrap them up. If you've ever been to an airport that sends luggage to South America, it's that guy. He's out there working. Julio is working overtime, wrapping up the exercise equipment. That brings us to the major flaw, a major flaw to the floor plan operation to any LA Fitness, which feel free to write the little card out and, you know, don't worry about the weenie wagger in the bathroom or what they're doing in the sauna when you're not in there, because you know what they're doing in the sauna when you're not in there. And just look at it this way. The floor plan usually is redundancy of equipment. I'll just mention this on the facts of I have to use one or two machines. I'm not going to joke with you. I always tell you my knees are bad. I like to use the leg curl, but I like the seated leg curl. Big, you know, it's that kind of thing. I'm OCD. A lot of other people don't like the lying down one too, because what happens is the way the bench is sitting, it puts a little too much pressure. The bench itself puts pressure on the tops of my kneecaps, and I don't dig that. So I'd rather do the seated. The issue always is there's two of everything, and they're right next to each other. So under the system of social distancing, we now only have one of every machine. Even if we have three of every machine, we have one of every machine. So I would say to the owners or the manager or whoever knows how to find a little hand cart, set it up a little bit differently. Give us a second line. You know, I think that's always been a problem with that system. It should be like one little complete gym circuit and two little complete gym circuits, or however you're going to do it. Bicycles, who gives a shit? I mean, there's just millions of them anyway. That's not going to be the issue. The ellipticals are usually the same kind of situation. There's only a couple of those, so they lock themselves together. On the regular weights, those kind of places always have like one power rack, we could say, one setup where you can press from and also alternate squats if you have to. And they're usually separate. But just, guys, you know, some of us are trying and we need help. I'm one of those guys. I need the help. Do me a favor. If I come in, I'd like to do my workout. I know it sounds like I'm just crying like a little girl. But the fact is, people are canceling their memberships, you know, in general. And now that $30 is important to people. You know, before, or that $10, whatever those other places are, they give you pizza and Tootsie Rolls and shit. Nah, don't do it, right? So change the floor plan. And I mean, change it now and never change it back. because once you have one of these things, you're going to have another. It's all like, I don't want to do political commentary. I don't want to do this, that, and the other thing. This is not the last time you're going to see this party happening. Okay. The problem I've seen down here is some counties, they're all back to work. Our county is not. Dade County, which is Miami, I don't believe is either. And parts of Palm Beach County are not as well. Mostly Palm Beach County, I think, is almost as bad as we are. So, you know, I'm watching people get, I'm driving to wherever, and I see the pile out front, that lonely pile of junk in front of the house, which means that the renters are getting kicked out. I'm seeing a lot of it. I mean, I help out with delivering food for people that don't have enough to purchase food. I've got six families alone. I didn't even go out soliciting. I have six families that I do once or twice a week that if without that, they would not be getting their daily minimum requirement of whatever. And it's sad. But anyway, yeah, get the floor plan together. I don't know why the sauna is not working. I guess because people are sitting on the jets. I don't know. I know why the hot tub. I know why the sauna's not working, because that's constantly turning into some kind of alt-sex nightclub. Even before we had the virus, a friend of mine had a one in New Jersey, and he had to remove it. Actually, took it out because the guys kept unscrewing the light bulb in the sauna room, and we're having a rumpus room action going on. Freaking nightmare! Imagine you're the poor guys down there having to mop that up, right? He didn't sign on for that for $6.50 an hour. No. So that's what I've got for you. Otherwise, the LA Fitness is near me. There's two of them. They're trying. They're trying as much as a bunch of disinterested 22-year-old kids are going to try. Whoever the owner, manager, used car salesman running the place, just do the right thing. It would take – you could go in there at night because you have reduced hours. Go in there at night and move all the shit around. It's not a huge amount. You know, we're not moving like piles of weights. The benches, the same thing they have is with the benches. The big problem, of course, is that guy or girl who hoards all the shit around one little spot, and they're going to videotape their asses or whatever they're videotaping for Instagram, and they're just making a shit. Even with the mask on, you know, it's just, now they're like, you know, woman of mystery on Instagram or some nonsense. I don't know. There's a bunch of shit. So that's about all. Otherwise, LA Fitness, I give you two out of three thumbs up for making the attempt, for getting your doors open. I don't know about the other brands, because that would be even more demeaning to go to those places. But, you know, just think about the floor plan for the future. That's really what you need to do. Have it just set like that. You know, we can still have twice as many people. I don't know what the square footage are on these things, but they're fantastically large facilities for what they actually do. They just suck up a lot of air and suck up a lot of heat. You know, I feel bad for the poor girl who's at the juice bar, which is like, and this one is in the freaking base. There are no basements in Florida. It's in the basement. That's how bad it is. It's back past the changing rooms. So, you know, all kinds of off the wall stuff is going on. Poor kid. So that's about all. Be safe. Get out there. Work out. I would tell you a survival guide is to just go in there the first day and look around. Try to get that rhythm as far as where everyone's going to be. Try to incorporate maybe some more whole body moves, which you could do with barbells instead of playing with those machines all the time, unless you need the machines. And the bicycles are the bicycles. There's always a bicycle somewhere. So be safe-ish. And get out there if you can. Anybody has any comments on the other places? If they're a total shit show, I think I have one or two near me. I'll go investigate just to see what they're all about. And then I would get back to you and we can compare notes. Okay? Have a good day. Bye.